ఆత్మీయ సర్వభూతానాం లక్ష్యాం శుభాశుభం. నో, దిస్ ఇస్ సపోర్టెడ్ బై ఎ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఇన్ ఎ స్క్రిప్చర్ కాల్ లక్ష్మీ తంత్ర. ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ దీస్ తంత్రాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ లేటర్ వర్క్స్ బిలాంగ్ టు ది కల్ట్స్ శైవ అండ్ శాక్త కల్ట్స్. లక్ష్మీ తంత్ర, శ్రీరామకృష్ణ ఆల్సో రెఫర్స్ టు ఇట్. లక్ష్మీ తంత్ర ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు హ్యావ్ బీన్ taught by Mother Lakshmi. The whole work is a teaching of Lakshmi to others. There she herself is telling, Sakshini Sarvabhutanam Lakshayam Shubhashubham. So I am the witnessing power residing in the hearts of all the living beings, and I help them to see what is good and what is not good, what we call as the conscience. So that power within, that is also Lakshmi. Another meaning is given by the commentators, La Dani Kshipa Prerani, one who gives what the people want. She is after all the mother of the universe. She is full of compassion. In fact, in the Bhakti tradition, especially the Vaishnava Bhakti tradition, she is looked upon as Daya, Daya Shatakam. There is a beautiful stotra on her. Lakshmi is Daya herself, the very personification of compassion. So because of that, her motherly nature and compassion towards us, she gives us whatever we ask for, we pray for. That is one meaning. The other meaning is to throw, to push. Yes, the Divine Mother gives us what we want because she is so full of love and compassion for us. But at the same time, she doesn't want us to languish in the world. So she also pushes us towards the Lord. Our body, our speech, our mind, our indriyas, she is constantly pushing them towards the Lord. In other words, the various experiences that we get in life, if we take the right attitude towards them, we will be learning many lessons in life. There is an interesting definition of the word experience. Experience is the decent name we give to our past mistakes. You make a mistake, you don't want to accept it, you say it is experience. But it is a fact. When we make mistakes, we learn a lesson, we understand that it is a mistake, we don't want to repeat it, and we try to readjust our mode of thinking and acting and behavior. Now, through every experience, we are made to learn a lesson, and to that extent we progress from darkness towards light. And the power that helps us to do this is Lakshmi. Lakshmi, one who gives, Lakshmi, one who pushes us towards light, towards the Lord. There are other meanings also for the word Lakshmi. Papanashaka. క్షిపామి క్షపయామ్యేకా క్షిణమామి దురితం సతాం క్షమే క్షమాహి భూతానాం మన్యే మన్యే చ మాం ఇహాం. షీ ఈజ్ ద డిస్ట్రాయర్ ఆఫ్ సిన్స్ అండ్ షీఈస్ ద ఇన్ఫినిట్లీ మర్సిఫుల్ మదర్ హు ఫర్గివ్స్ అవర్ ఫాల్ట్స్ అండ్ మిస్టేక్స్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ షీ ఈజ్ ది వెరీ పర్సానిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ మదర్హుడ్. And this has been highlighted, especially in the Vishishtadvaitic tradition. They accept that Lakshmi is Jiva, but she is the first Jiva. And she is the link between the ordinary Jivas and the Paramatma. And she intervenes with the Lord on behalf of her children. Suppose I want to get something, and I pray to the Lord. The Lord is very strict and stiff, so I approach the Divine Mother, and through her interference sir, intervening intervention, I get what I want. Or to put it in a funny way, the father tells the son who is appearing in the 10th standard examination, if you get 85%, I will present you with a Parker pen. Now that poor boy, like most of us, belongs to the Janata group or Janata class. So he cannot get 85%, he gets only 45%. So what to do? He wants the pen, but he dare not ask his father. So he goes to the mother and starts weeping. Then mother comes and tells the father, please give, after all, he is our son. The poor boy is without eating, he is sitting in the corner and weeping. After all, he is your son. How can he get 85%? In fact, one of the senior Swamis told one of us, when you want something spiritual, you approach Ramakrishna. When you want something which is not so spiritual, you approach the Holy Mother. She knows your needs much better. The moment you approach Ramakrishna, what you will do, you will do like this, go to Samadhi. Finished. It doesn't even listen to our prayers. But mother is not like that. She is down to earth policy. So she can understand us much better. So in the theistic religions, the Divine Mother is always represented as the very personification of mercy, love and compassion. So Lakshmi is the mother of all. She destroys our sins. She forgives our misgivings and sins and evil deeds, and helps us to turn our minds towards the Lord. Then comes the word Hiranyavarnam. He is of the color of Hiranya, gold, of golden hue, golden color. One of the words used in this connection is Tejovati, one who is bright and brilliant. Gold stands for something which is brilliant. Very often the comparison is given with molten gold. Molten gold is supposed to be very, very bright. So mother's complexion is like that, Hiranyavarna. Well, this could be a description based upon mystical experience. We cannot say that they are all mere poetical descriptions, because the rishis have had such experiences. Sri Ramakrishna once said, today I saw the mother as a little girl climbing up and down the stairs in Dakshineshwar temple, trying to catch butterflies and so on. So they are all visions had by the great sadhakas and great people. So those who have had the visions of Mother Lakshmi, and therefore through whom these hymns have come to us, must have seen the mother as Hiranyavarna. Color gold or bright in color, or it can also mean Shuddha Satta Surupini. After all, mother principle is Prakriti. Prakriti comprises three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Ordinary Prakriti responsible for this creation is Triguna. But she is Super Prakriti. So the Divine Mother, the spouse of the Divine Lord Narayana, has got to be Shuddha Sattva. Since she is Shuddha Sattva Swarupini, therefore she is described as Hiranyavarna, of golden hue, golden color. There is a general impression that the Upanishads preach only the Nirguna Nirakara Brahman. It's not. In some of the Upanishads, there is a beautiful description of God as a person, as a personality. See here, in the Chandogya Upanishad, the Rishi says, Ya eshuntarajitye hiranmaya purushaha apranakhat suvarna eva. Aditya, man Aditya Mandala, the orb of the sun, is the best representation of the Supreme Lord. Even according to science, without the sun existing, this system, solar system, can never exist. He is the center of our life and power. And if the temperature of the sun goes down by a few degrees or goes up by a few degrees, nothing can exist. That is what science says. Now for our ancient rishis, the sun was not just the physical sun, he was Bhagavan Surya Narayana. And they meditated upon Lord Narayana in and through the orb of the sun. Even the Gayatri Mantra is addressed to him, Savitri, God the Creator. Dheya Sada Savitri Mandala Madhyavarti Narayana Sarasijamana Sannivishtaha. So when we repeat the mantra Gayatri, we are expected to think of Lord Narayana, who is the creator and the preserver and the destroyer of the universe, in and through the arc of the sun. It is not the physical sun that is paid to, it is the Lord who is present in the physical sun, and the physical sun is a representation or a symbol for the Supreme. Now here, Chandogya Upanishad is telling that one who is inside that Aditya, Aditya is the physical sun who is giving us light. But he is not able to give light by himself. Inside him there is someone who is giving that power to him. Yayeshwantara Aditya, one who is inside this Aditya, he is Hiranmayaha Purushaha. He is a golden person. Apranakhat Suvarnayeva. From head to foot, even the nails in the hands and the feet, they are of golden hue, golden color. Agnir Murdha Chakshushi Chandra Suryav. Mundaka Upanishad gives a beautiful description of Parabrahman having the sun and the moon as the two eyes and so on. So it is possible to conceive the whole universe as the body of the Lord. So this Sagun Saguna Sakara aspect of Brahman is also described in the Upanishads. So here also you see that the color of the Lord has been described as Hiranyavarna, one who is bright, one who is beautiful, one who is attractive. In the Vaishnava Bhakti tradition, Lakshmi has a very important place, and Bhagavan Ramanuja very often goes into ecstasies by describing the qualities of Lord Narayana and Mother Lakshmi. Bhagavan Narayana Abhimata Anurupa Swarupa Rupa Guna Vibhava Aishwarya Shiladi. She is equal to him in every respect. She is loved by him, liked by him, she is similar to him in form, in power, in qualities, and so on. Or, to put it in a more philosophical way, there is absolutely no difference between Narayana and Lakshmi. They may appear to be two persons, like man and woman in this world, but clearly it is a principle described as two. As Swami Vivekananda says in one place, if a cow were to think of God, it would perhaps think of him as a very big cow giving tons and tons of milk. As long as the cow has the cow psychology, it cannot conceive of God in any other way. So we the human beings, when we try to conceive of God, we have got to conceive of him in the human way, giving him a human form. Therefore, the rishis have described the beautiful form of the Lord in terms of human words. It doesn't mean that he cannot exist in the human form. Because he is Sarvajna and Sarvashakta, nothing is impossible for him. Once a friend of mine was cracking jokes with a Christian missionary. You say that God is all powerful? Yes.
then can he create another God? Then he was God. It is not possible for him to create another God. If he creates a second God, then the two persons are equally powerful. That creates problems and troubles. But that is by the way. There can be only one God who is supremely powerful. And that power of the Lord, power for what? Srishti Sthiti Pralaya. That power is very often pictured as a goddess, a female deity, as the consort of the main deity. Grammatically also there is a reason. Shakti, the word Shakti, power, is in the feminine gender. So Shakti is always considered as, or conceived of, or pictured as a woman. Hiranyam Vishnurakshyataha Tasya Varanastu Vaishnavi Lakshmi Hiranyavaraneti Shruyate Kanaka Prabha. Another well-known shloka describing Mother Lakshmi. Vishnu is called as Hiranya. He has the golden color, golden hue. And his color itself is Lakshmi. His power, his color is called as Lakshmi. In other words, they are inseparable. Brahman and Shakti are inseparable. Like fire and its burning power, like milk and its whiteness, like sugar and its sweetness, and so on. That is how Sri Ramakrishna puts it. So all this boils down to this. We can say that the Lakshmi that is described here in this Sri Sukta is the supreme power of the Supreme Lord. But the description is given to us in such a way that it helps us in our meditation on the Lord. We can think of the Lord, but we cannot think of the power of the Lord. It's a power, is a concept, is an abstract concept. But how to make it concrete? Therefore, as a concession to the human beings, this concept of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father has been given to us. Then comes the next word, Harinini. If Shiva's wife is Shivani, Indra's wife is Indrani, therefore Hari's wife is Harinini. That is how one of the commentators would say. She is the wife of Hari. Hari, Harinini. And that is a Pauranic explanation, we can say. There are other explanations also. Harita Varna. In Harita means Arishna. She is yellow in color, turmeric powder, like turmeric powder, which is again yellow like gold. Hiranyavarna. It does not mean that literally she is yellow in color. It simply means bright. Hirani also means one who is like a deer, jinke. One who has the eyes of a deer, one who is chapala, like a deer. You see, that is very real in our life. We know that Aishwarya or Sri or wealth doesn't stay with us for a long time. People are running after it, but it runs faster than we can catch it. So Lakshmi is supposed to be chapala chitta, chapala angi. Lakshmi stoya taranga bhanga chapala vidyuchalam jivitam tasman mam sharanagatam sharanaga tvam raksha raksha adhuna. The Shivapada Kshamapana Stotra Shankara prays like this. Ayur nashyati pashyatam pratidinam yati kshayam yavvanam pratyayanti vataha unarna divasaha kalo jagad bhakshataha. Beautiful description of how life is evanescent. Every day our life is going, ayus is going, then wealth is slipping away, and then kala, the all-consuming time, is destroying everything. Therefore, you are my only refuge. So, even in the poetical descriptions, Lakshmi is described like a deer. She is always running very fast. She can never be caught, like the Mayamriga of Maricha. Even Sri Ram could not catch it alive ultimately. some of the Puranas, there is a story that once Lakshmi, just out of fun, took the form of a deer and was wandering about in the forest, and she became very dear to the forest dwellers. These are all stories. Very, very often these traditional commentators quote from the Puranas also. There is another prayer which is ascribed to the Atharvaveda. Harim to Harim Patnini Daridri Pariharidim Prapadyelam Haridrabham Harinakshim Hiranmayim. Obviously this Rishi is badly in need of money. He is in Daridriya. He is suffering from poverty. So he is praying to the mother. She is Harini, the wife of Lord Hari. She can destroy our Daridriya, our poverty, our misery. I take refuge in her. She is bright in color. Her eyes are like the eyes of a beautiful deer. Will she destroy my poverty and misery and give me the wealth I want? A more esoteric meaning is also sometimes given. If Harini is taken as a deer, jinke, now this deer runs away very fast, very difficult to catch it. Now the Divine Mother or the Divine Spirit of God is like that. The yogis are trying to catch the Lord with their mind, and the Divine Mother is running away and away and away. Dhulataranjana Harini Yogi Manasa Bhaktya Madhinantu Nijaya Yogi No Mam Yatavrata. She also gives the secret here in the Lakshmi Tantra. When the yogis are trying to meditate upon me, the more they try to meditate upon me, the farther away I am from them. And finally they discover that is not the way to catch the Divine Mother. The only way is bhakti, sharanagati. So when their minds are soaked with love, feeling, devotion, and a feeling of helplessness and sharanagati, total surrender, then she comes and appears. So through concentration, through meditation, through jnana, we cannot catch the Divine. We can catch the Divine only through bhakti, through devotion. So that is how the Lakshmi Tantra puts it. Even the Lord says in the Bhagavatam, Aham Bhakta Parajinaha Asvatantraha Vija. These are the words he used while talking to Durvasa. Durvasa wanted to destroy Ambarisha. He created a demon out of a single hair plucked out of the head, and as soon as the demon appeared there, Sudarshan Chakra, which was always protecting him, countered it. Now being afraid of Sudarshan Chakra, the demon ran away. Now the Sudarshan Chakra ran behind this, what is the name of this age? Durvasa. Durvasa ran to Brahma, and then to Shiva, and then to Vishnu. And Vishnu said, what can I do? I am the servant and slave of Ambarisha. You better go to him. So finally Ambarisha had to save him. So Bhakta Parajina. That means it is only through devotion that we can see the Divine Mother. We cannot get her through meditation, through austerity, through knowledge and so on. So Lakshmi Tantra gives great importance to devotion towards the Divine.
ಪೂಜಿಸಬೇಕು ಪೂಜಿಸಬೇಕು ಯಾಕೆ ಆತ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವೇದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈವ ಭವತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮದ ಅನುಭವದಿಂದ ನದಿಗಳು ಸಮುದ್ರದಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದಾಗುವ ಹಾಗೆ ಇವನು ಭಗವಂತನಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದಾಗಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಆದ್ದರಿಂದ ಇವನ ಬಾಯಿಂದ ಬರ್ತಕ್ಕಂಥ ಮಾತು ಭಗವಂತನಿಂದ ಬರ್ತಕ್ಕಂಥ ಮಾತು ಅವನು ತಥಾಸ್ತು ಅಂದರೆ ಮುಗಿಯುತ್ತೆ ಆದ್ದರಿಂದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಹೇಳುತ್ತೆ ನಿನಗೇನಾದರೂ ಬೇಕಾಗಿದ್ದರೆ ಭಗವಂತನನ್ನು ಬೇಡದು ಒಳ್ಳೆಯದು ಭಗವಂತನನ್ನು ಬೇಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನಮಗೆ ಸಾಕಷ್ಟು ಶ್ರದ್ಧೆ ಇಲ್ಲದೆ ಹೋದರೆ ಮತ್ತು ಭಗವಂತ ನಮ್ಮ ಕಣ್ಣಿಗೆ ಕಾಣಿಸ್ತಾ ಇಲ್ವಲ್ಲ ಹಾಗಾದ್ರೆ ಹೋಗು ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಹತ್ರ ಸಾಧು ಸಂತರ ಮಹಾತ್ಮರ ಹತ್ರ ಹೋಗು ಸಾಧು ಸಂತರು ಮಹಾತ್ಮರೇನೇ ಅಂತಹ ಒಂದು ವರಗಳನ್ನು ಕೊಡ್ತಕ್ಕಂತಹ ಶಕ್ತಿಯನ್ನು ಪಡ್ಕೊಂಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಅಂತಂದ ಮೇಲೆ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣರಂತಹ ಅವತಾರ ಪುರುಷನ ವಿಷಯ ಹೇಳೋದೇನಿದೆ, ಸತ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಯಾಮ್ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಫಲ ಆಶ್ರಯತ್ವ. ಪತಂಜಲಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಾನೆ ಯೋಗ ಸೂತ್ರದಲ್ಲಿ ಯಮ ನಿಯಮಾದಿಗಳನ್ನ ಅನುಸರಿಸಿ ಯೋಗದ ಮೊದಲನೇ ಎರಡನೇ ಅಂಗಗಳು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದ ನಂತರ ಅವುಗಳ ಫಲಗಳನ್ನು ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಹೋಗ್ತಾನೆ. ಸತ್ಯ, ಸತ್ಯವನ್ನ 12 ವರ್ಷಗಳ ಕಾಲ ಅವಿರತವಾಗಿ ಆಚರಿಸಿದ ಪಕ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ ಅವನಿಗೆ ಈ ಒಂದು ವಿಶೇಷ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಲಭ್ಯವಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಏನ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ? ಸತ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಯ, ಅವನು ಸತ್ಯದಲ್ಲಿ ನೆಲೆ ನಿಂತಿದ್ದ ಪಕ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಫಲ ಆಶ್ರಯತ್ವ. ಕ್ರಿಯೆ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಕರ್ಮ, ಕೆಲಸ. ನಾವು ಯಾವ್ದಾದ್ರೂ ಒಂದು ಫಲವನ್ನು ಪಡೆಯಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಒಂದು ಕರ್ಮವನ್ನು ಒಂದು ಕೆಲಸವನ್ನು ಮಾಡಬೇಕು. ಕರ್ಮ ಮಾಡದೆ ಫಲ ಸಿಕ್ಕೋದಿಲ್ಲ. ನಮಗೆ ಯಾವ ಒಂದು ಫಲ ಬೇಕು ಅದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ಕರ್ಮವನ್ನು ಮಾಡದೇನೆ ಆ ಫಲವನ್ನು ಕೊಡ್ತಕ್ಕಂಥ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಇವನಿಗೆ ಬರುತ್ತೆ. ನನಗೆ ಬೇಕು ಕೊಡಪ್ಪ ಅಂತ ಕೇಳಿದ್ರೆ ಆಗಲಿ ಅಂತ ಆ ಮಹಾತ್ಮನ ಬಾಯಿಂದ ಬಂದ ಪಕ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ, ಯಾಕೆಂದ್ರೆ ಅವನು 12 ವರ್ಷಗಳ ಕಾಲ ಅವಿರತವಾಗಿ ಸತ್ಯವನ್ನು ನುಡಿದು ನಡೆದು ಸತ್ಯವೇ ಆಗಿ ಹೋಗಿದ್ದಾನ. ಅವನ ಬಾಯಿಂದ ಬಂದ ಮಾತು ಸತ್ಯವಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಆದ್ರಿಂದ ಯಾವ ಒಂದು ಫಲವನ್ನ ನಾವು ಕ್ರಿಯೆಯ ಮೂಲಕ ಪಡಿಬೇಕೋ ಕರ್ಮದ ಮೂಲಕ ಪಡೆಯಬೇಕೋ ಅಂತಹ ವಸ್ತುವನ್ನ ಕ್ರಿಯೆ ಅಥವಾ ಕರ್ಮವನ್ನು ಮಾಡದೇನೆ ಇಂತಹ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿಯನ್ನು ಆಶ್ರಯಿಸಿ ಪಡ್ಕೋಬಹುದು. ಹಾಗಿದ್ಮೇಲೆ ಕಲ್ಪತರುವಾಗಿರ್ತಕ್ಕಂತಹ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣನ ವಿಷಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಕ್ಕಂತಹದ್ದೇನು? ನಿಮಗೆಲ್ಲ ತಿಳಿದಿರುವ ಹಾಗೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ರಂಗನಾಥಜಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಅವರ ಆರೋಗ್ಯ ಸರಿ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಅವರು ಇನ್ನೂ ಕೆಲವು ತಿಂಗಳುಗಳ ಕಾಲ ಪ್ರಯಾಣ ಮಾಡೋ